Good morning to you. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of December 5th. Steve Suman put this report together for us. Let's see what he has to say. First, we're going to check in with Greg at Happy Hooker, who's got some good advice for us as far as ice fishing goes. Greg says, recent snowfall on the Quiet Lakes definitely did not help with ice making. Many cold nights are on the way. Not much snow in the immediate forecast should really help ice up the lakes. Reports indicate about 5 inches of ice on the lakes, and the cold nighttime temperatures should help close any open areas. Smaller bays and lakes are decent enough for fishing, but be safe anytime you go on the ice. A few anglers pushed their luck in the past week and went through the ice, though fortunately they only hurt their pride. Keep fishing simple right now. The safest ice is in the bays where you find the weeds and where you will find the fish. They are shallow, aggressive, offer fun fishing, and you don't need to complicate your setups. Good advice, Greg. Here's an interesting item from DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter. He discusses burbot fishing in the Hayward area. If you're not up on burbot, they're a fairly ugly fish, a freshwater relative of the cod. They're also called eel pout, ling cod, or lawyer fish. I know that's an opportunity for a lawyer joke or two, but I'm going to steer clear of that. Every year, quite a few anglers contact Max about where they can catch burbot in northern Wisconsin. Probably more inquiries about burbot than some other popular species, such as sturgeon. Max asks, can you actually catch burbot in the Hayward area? The answer is both yes and no. Yes, there are burbot in many waters in the Hayward area, but anglers rarely catch them. We typically see them in areas with large boulders, cool water, and a little flow. Most of the burbot we see are in small to medium trout streams. They're also present in some of the larger flowages, including Moose Lake and the Chippewa flowage. Now, before anyone gets too excited about their prospects for burbot fishing in this area, please note that the burbot we see in surveys are typically quite small, not much bigger than a mud puppy. Most of the ones we encounter are less than 20 inches long and very slender, and it would be difficult for an angler to make any kind of a meal out of this size fish. Their limited size is likely a result of the smaller water bodies where we find them, and often marginal habitats. Anglers looking for bigger burbot will want to target larger water, such as Shawamigan Bay, or some of the larger lakes in Minnesota. Well, cool. Thanks, Max. That's a fish we don't often hear much about. The U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis released its Outdoor Recreation Satellite Account Report November 9th, and they highlighted the outdoor recreation industry's 2021 economic impact. According to the report, outdoor recreation generated $862 billion in economic output in 2021, led to the creation of 4.5 million jobs, which equals 3% of all workers in the United States. Among the various segments of outdoor recreation, boating and fishing contributed $50.4 billion, making them the largest economic driver among conventional outdoor recreation activities. Here in Wisconsin, outdoor recreation generated $8.7 billion in economic output and created 89,000 jobs. That's 3% of all employees in the state. Top industries include the following: boating and fishing, hunting, shooting, and trapping, motorcycling and ATVing, bicycling, and RVing. If you'd like more information, check out recreationroundtable.org. Well, the Sawyer County deer harvest total as of November 29th is 2,918 deer. That includes 1,887 antlered and 1,031 antlerless. This total includes 286 deer taken by archers, 648 deer with crossbows. The youth deer hunt yielded 54 deer, and the 9-day gun deer season yielded 1,930 deer. Great, let's get to the fishing report. Walleye action's good to very good. Best fishing's coming in the very early morning or late afternoon into dark. You should target weeds, weed lines, and weed edges in 4 to 12 feet. A stealth approach can pay great dividends. Preferred baits and presentations include walleye suckers, medium shiners, and large fatheads under tip-ups and on jigs. And jigging spoons rigged enthusiastically are also working well. Northern pike are providing a very good to excellent daytime bite on most lakes. The pike are in and around shallow weeds, and the panfish and baitfish hiding in those weeds. Northern suckers, large shiners, and other minnows all tempt pike at this time. For trophy pike, suspend a smelt about 1 foot above the bottom. Crappie fishing is good to very good. Look for fish in weed line pockets in 4 to 12 feet. Crappie minnows, waxies, and plastics on small jigs and plain hooks, as well as small jigging spoons, are all productive baits. Bluegill and perch fishing is good to very good for anglers fishing accessible, shallow, weedy areas. Waxies, spikes, minnows, and plastics on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks, and small jigging spoons are all working on bluegill and perch. Well, let's look at some dates and events. Muzzleloader deer season ends December 7th. That is Wednesday. Mourning dove season closed on November 29th. Full moon is on Wednesday, December 7th. The four-day antlerless only deer hunt runs from December 8th through the 11th. That's this coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. December 10th is your application deadline for bear and spring turkey season permits. December 16th is the closing date for goose season in the northern zone. First day of winter is coming up on December 21st. We got the antlerless only holiday hunt running from December 24th to January 1st, but that is only in select Zone 2 farmland counties. Check the DNR's website for details on that. Bobcat Period 1 hunting and trapping season closes on Christmas Day, but then Period 2 Bobcat hunting and trapping season opens the very next day. Early catch and release trout season opens on January 7th, and the DNR's free fishing weekend is coming up in late January, the 21st and 22nd. If you want to know more about what's going on in our area, there's a great calendar of events maintained by the Hayward Chamber of Commerce and the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. You can see it at haywardareachamber.com or haywardlakes.com. If you have any more questions, give us a call down at the office. We'd be happy to try to help you. You can reach me or Kitty at 715-634-4801 or 715-634-8662. It's pretty good early winter weather this week. Nice time to get out and enjoy Wisconsin's great outdoors.